A couple of minutes now for a few of your letters.
First, our recent segment on cleanup from Hurricane Ike included criticism of the Federal Emergency Management Agency from people in Chambers County, Texas. What our coverage did not include, and should have included, was a FEMA representative responding to these concerns.
FEMA spokesman David Reedman writes, "Disaster recovery is a partnership between local, state, and federal government, which means that the facts from each agency need to be presented to provide an accurate picture of the disaster recovery process in Texas."
On to other topics, yesterday I spoke with CSI creator Anthony Zeiker about where TV drama might be headed now that Jay Leno will move to prime time.
Eric Belsey of Buena Vista, Colorado, reflected a number of your comments with these words, "I have never heard such a succinct, honest explanation of what goals motivate the successful creators of the TV medium. I heard, number one, that he knows that television has replaced normal human family relationships for many people, and number two, that it is designed to make people forget about reality. We all indulge in escapist entertainment from time to time, but to hear these goals stated so baldly helps me understand one of the reasons why our society is so disengaged and apathetic."
Call me frivolous, but I love the story about phones in toilets.
Those words come from Rachel Myers of Oakland, California. She's talking about the report we aired yesterday about the common problem of cell phones dropped into the bowl.
Rachel Myers was one of many listeners with stories about other electronic devices, her letter goes on. "My boyfriend dropped his iPod in the toilet on a flight to Toronto. The flight attendants eventually reported the suspicious device to Homeland Security, and the plane was diverted to Ottawa, where the police interrogated everyone."
And there was this from Bruce Stambaugh of Millersburg, Ohio. "In the space of 2 days, my wife's cell phone, the new digital camera I got her for Christmas, and then her cell phone again, all took a dip in the toilet. And yes, we are still happily married."
They need deeper pockets. Well, we appreciate your stories. Write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.